At Fenway Park in Boston, fans this year are paying $50 for seats atop the stadium's legendary left field wall known as the Green Monster. Part of the allure is Fenway's history. At 91, it's the oldest park in Major League Baseball.
Fenway may be an antique, but it's not as old as a small park in the unlikely baseball hub of Bisbee, Arizona. Mark Moran of member station KJZZ has the story.
Nestled in the rugged Red Mule Mountains of remote southern Arizona, Bisbee is probably best known for its ties to copper mining. But people who live here hold the Warren Ballpark most dear. It was built for $3,600 by the Calumet and Arizona Mining Company, which owned pretty much everything in Bisbee.
They built it with the purpose stated to provide recreational activities for the people.
Bisbee resident David Skinner studies the history of the sport for the Society for American Baseball Research. Built in 1909, records show Warren Ballpark is the oldest in America still being used for its original purpose, baseball. Shortly thereafter, the mining company formed the Copper Kings baseball team.
Keep the miners and their families occupied, give them something to do, and not incidentally to make business for their trolley line.
In the early days, the Copper Kings were the unofficial farm team for the New York Yankees. Warren Ballpark hosted future major leaguers such as Billy Martin and Clint Courtney. But most of the men who played here mined copper.
The mining company would bring in miners who were ball players, some of whom had experience as high as AAA ball, and they would bring them in and give them jobs in the mines. And in those days, that was something desirable, to get a job, but they'd put them to work in the summers playing ball.
Although there have been some renovations, Warren Ballpark is basically the same as it was nearly a century ago. The ticket windows are just two square holes carved into the adobe wall. The dull gray wooden seats in the grandstand are aligned beneath an angular sheet metal roof. The seats come right down to the field, putting the 1,500 spectators in the middle of the action.
Oh, every time I walk out there, if the high school kids are playing, and I'll be sitting up there and I'll see old Gene Clough in center field and Jimmy Bynum in right.
Russ Kuzmerz pitched here in the late 1940s and remembers his teammates, some of whom went on to play in the majors.
Buck Elliott playing first base and Don Johnson over there at third.
The 70-something Kuzmerz drives his silver Firebird with flames painted on the side. He keeps his old five-fingered baseball mitt, the kind you only see in pictures now, tucked behind the seat.
Well, it's a J.C. Higgins, Sears Roebuck and Company, $4.98. I love the game. I could go out there and pitch a ball game and get beat 10-0. Go back out there and pitch a second game to beat me 50-0. I didn't care. I was playing ball. I don't care what they did to me. I was playing baseball. And I just loved the game.
This park created lots of nostalgic baseball memories, but there were some hard times, too. In 1917, safety concerns prompted a strike by the Industrial Workers of the World, also known as the Wobblies. 2,000 strikers and sympathizers were rounded up and marched at gunpoint to Warren Ballpark. The men who wouldn't return to work were taken to New Mexico and abandoned. The incident became known as the Bisbee Deportation. The only balls and bats in action at the Warren Ballpark today are being used by the Bisbee High School baseball team. But a small group of local business people and baseball fans is bringing pro ball back to town. They're even resurrecting a Copper Kings team that will compete in the independent Arizona-Mexico League, playing games on both sides of the border. The season starts May 30th. For NPR News, I'm Mark Moran in Bisbee, Arizona.